Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Okay, let's cut straight to the core of a conservative complaint against the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, self-responsibility and liberty. If you don't have self-responsibility, you may rely on the government. And if you don't have liberty, you have slavery. This is big government creating dependency and taking away your freedom. Now, if you really want to fight for self-responsibility and liberty, then Congress should repeal the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. What's that, you may ask? Well, it's a federal law in which emergency health care treatment must be provided by hospitals, even if the person cannot pay or is not an American citizen. What about the patient's legal status? It doesn't matter. This law was passed in 1986 and signed into law by President Ronald Reagan. Guess who else supported it? Newt Gingrich and Dick Cheney. Now, the law doesn't apply to all U.S. hospitals, but most of them. So what was the intent of it? To stop patient dumping by hospitals. Well, what's patient dumping? How about this? A hospital that would refuse to treat patients who did not have insurance. Bleeding from a knife wound? About to give birth? Get them transferred ASAP. Well, with apologies to Yakov Smirnoff, what a country. But we changed. We passed that law. But is that change really the core of the problem? Here's where self-responsibility comes in. If we repealed that law, every patient could be questioned that wanted to use the emergency ward. And if they didn't have insurance or the ability to pay, they could be refused treatment there. Here's an imaginary scenario. Doctor, do you have insurance? Patient experiencing a heart attack. No, I got laid off from my full-time job a few years ago, and I lost it then. Doctor, I'm sorry, but you should have kept your heart in better shape. I mean, you were just rolling the dice by eating too much of the wrong foods. You are not responsible. Nurse, people like you are why healthcare is so expensive. You expect this hospital to pay for your inability to keep a job that had health insurance? And when you lost that job, you obviously didn't exercise enough. You made your bed, now lay in it. Patient, but I am working part-time, but the company does not offer any insurance I can afford. I mean, I have to pay my mortgage and help put the food on the table. Doctor, well, buddy, you're not the only one that has to pay their mortgage and buy food. Don't you think the people at this hospital have to do as well? And this hospital has to pay for electricity and heat, and that's not cheap. Nurse, listen, I sympathize with you, but my sympathy stops at the point where I am paying taxes to encourage irresponsible behavior. That's not fair to all the people who have jobs with insurance, or if they don't, bother to eat right and exercise, and who don't show up at the emergency ward. Harsh, you say? Absolutely. The conversation continues. Doctor, if I treated you now, you would just think that you could keep going along as you are now, and you would have no incentive to change. I am refusing to treat you because I love liberty, my liberty and your liberty, and dependency destroys liberty. Nurse says to the doctor, hold on, maybe you should treat him. I mean, there is the Hippocratic Oath. Doctor, I am an American as well as a doctor. I love my country and want to see it stay free. Freedom is not free. The patient suddenly collapses to the floor and dies. Now, this is fantasy. I can't imagine any doctor or nurse in America having this conversation. The United States government is already involved in healthcare. For example, there is Medicare, Medicaid, the VA, and now the Affordable Care Act. And the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act is not going to get repealed. U.S. Representative Steve King of Iowa is against Obamacare. He is concerned about the right for Americans to manage their life, a noble goal, and something everyone should aim for. But there is an illusion which is the heart of this, the illusion of perfect personal management. Life happens. People get laid off. They have parents that give them genes, which makes them susceptible to disease, and they sometimes get that disease. They have accidents. They make mistakes. They are human. And maybe more Americans can start managing their lives better if they don't have to worry so much about the costs of staying healthy and getting better. Now, King is also concerned about Americans' freedom to fail and the freedom to succeed. But what if an untreated illness contributes to an occupational or personal failure? Isn't it possible that the failure could have been turned into a success if that person had their illness treated? Now, here's the obvious one. If your body or your mind is failing, that makes it more difficult to succeed. I wish the United States would stop arguing so much about health care, but I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.